Welcome to another edition of the Washam Science Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about the periodic table. In the 1800s, there was a Russian scientist by the name of Dmitri Mendeleev, who developed the periodic table that we know today. During Mendeleev's time, there was only 60 known elements, and they were sorted by their atomic weight. Mendeleev was not satisfied with this arrangement on the periodic table. He knew that the properties of the elements matched up differently and that they should be repeating themselves. So he organized the table to where the elements repeated themselves every 7 or 8 elements. However, the periodic table did not look right. So what he did was he knew that there were elements that had not yet been discovered, and he left blank spots for them on the periodic table. This made his table turn into the one that we know today, only with missing ones. Now, he was so accurate and obsessed with his work that once elements were discovered, even after he died, they fit exactly where he said they would. Once the periods and groups were completely developed by Mendeleev, the groups had different names. Starting on the far left-hand side of the periodic table is the alkali metals. These are very reactive metals that are not found in nature, because if they were, they would just continually blow up and react with everything around them. Next to them is another group called the alkaline earth metals. They're slightly less reactive, but they still have some similar properties to the alkali metals. The main section of the periodic table is called the transition metals. These metals are unreactive, but they're great conductors of heat and electricity. Next to the transition metals, you will find the metalloids. There's nothing really special about the metalloids. They're just there. They're kind of boring and bland elements. Below the periodic table is the lanthanides and antinides. These are metals that were not known during Mendeleev's time, hence why they are moved to the bottom of the periodic table. Also, these metals are so similar that it's hard to distinguish between one and the next. As you continue to move across after the metalloids come the halogens. These are the reactive gases that are similar in reactivity to the alkali metals. Finally, the last column is the noble gases. The left-hand side of the periodic table are all stable gases. They are completely unreactive. So this was the periodic table developed by Dmitri Mendeleev in the 1800s. He was completely obsessed with elements, but as you can tell, he did a very nice job of predicting where everything should go and organizing it into something that we still use today. Thank you for joining me on this edition of the Washam Science Podcast. And don't forget, you can subscribe to all podcasts that I have through iTunes.